coming up on episode number 1412. This week marks what would have been Joe Strummer's 70th birthday. Joe Strummer, guitarist, singer, songwriter for the band The Clash, shared singing duties with Mick Jones, who was fired from the band because, well, difficulties with showing up to practice and also just difficulties with the band. But between the two of them, and of course all of that great Clash music, we've got a legacy of great music that inspired a lot of other musicians to record their own versions of Clash classics. You can hear a lot of them today on the show. It is the Clash cover story coming up right now on Coverville.
Just getting tougher. Whole world is rough. It's just getting rougher. Cover me. Come on, baby, cover me. Well, I'm looking for a woman who would come on in and cover me.
Greetings from Coverville for a Thursday afternoon. It is Thursday, August 25th, 2022. My name is Brian Abbott. Welcome to another episode of Coverville, another cover story, single cover story episode, focusing on the music of The Clash on the week of what would have been Joe Strummer's 70th birthday. Such great stuff, such great music, and holy cow, a lot of decisions to be made on this show as far as, oh, which cover of song A am I going to use? Which cover of song B am I going to use? All that sort of thing. So, but let's get to it. Hopefully you enjoy the selections I've picked. We're going to begin with one of my favorites. This is by an artist who has gone under the name LB. He's gone under, probably most notably and most famously, under the name Senor Coconut. But here he's called Macrosoft. That's like Microsoft with an M-A-K at the beginning. Here is Macrosoft and a 2006 cover of London Calling.
Growing thin, a nuclear error, but I have no fear, 'cause London
give me a smile. London calling. I never felt so much alike. London calling.
Oh, yeah, oh, of the holidays come. They say it means no mercy. They call him with a gun. No need for the Black Mariah. Goodbye to the Brixton Sun. You can crush us, you can bruise us, but you'll have to answer to.
Want to give you guys a double shot of Jules Holland in that set. That's I Fought the Law. That was recorded live on Later with Jules Holland back on May 13th, 2000. And in addition to Joe Strummer, who of course you hear on lead vocals there, you're also hearing Warren Zevon, the late great Warren Zevon, on piano, and Tracy Chapman on backing vocals as part of that. What an incredible show. If you have not seen Later with Jules Holland, figure out a way to see it. Might have an idea for you in a minute, but figure out a way to watch it so that you can see, because he brings out several bands, and the very last song of the show are all of those bands and artists playing together in a theater in the round. It is so cool, and usually it's a cover, or it's one of those performers' songs, and they're all doing joining in on it. It's such an incredible show, Later with Jules Holland. Before that, you heard RNA, a surf rock band, doing a cover of Spanish Bombs. That one from a 2007 surf rock compilation called Charlie Does Surf, a play on the Clash song title. Interterrestrials with a cover of Guns of Brixton, a nice little ska version there. It was an EP, a three-song EP that came out in 2003 from Interterrestrials. Should I Stay or Should I Go? There's your other Jules Holland track for this segment. I'm sorry, I didn't say I Fought the Law originally was done by the Crickets and then popularized by the Bobby Fuller Four. I think I said, what, did I say Clash original on that one? Silly me. Guns of Brixton, oh, I mentioned that one. Should I Stay or Should I Go? Yeah, that's the other Jules Holland one. That's Jules Holland and Kylie Minogue providing the vocals on that one. That was actually released on a CD, Sirens of Song. back in 2014, of course available now for download and streaming, and Macrosoft at the top of that set with London Calling from the Stereo, also playable mono album from 2006. All right, this episode of Coverville is brought to you by NordVPN. Now, I mentioned a minute ago not being able to watch Later with Jules Holland. It's on the BBC, and I don't get the BBC here because I live in the U.S., and there's all sorts of things like that. There's concerts, festivals. Glastonbury took place at the end of June, and I would have liked to have seen Paul Heaton and Jackie Abbott from the beautiful South performing as part of that. Billie Eilish was part of that. I would have loved to watch a lot of that stuff, but I can't, because I live in the U.S. and that stuff is locked out. Well, NordVPN to the rescue. With NordVPN, you can play. You can select the region that you want for the stuff that you want to play. Trying to keep your private time private? Well, that's another huge benefit of NordVPN. Keeps those prying eyes away from the sites you visit, the stuff you download, the stuff you listen to. Listen, I'm not saying it should all be nefarious, but I'm saying that, you know, at times you want to be able to listen to things you want to listen to or watch things you want to listen to or make purchases from sites that you can't because you live in a different country. Listen, if you're bored with the stuff that, if you've completed Netflix here in the U.S., maybe check out the UK Netflix. There's a whole bunch of different stuff available there. With NordVPN and a click of the button, you can do just that. Listen, if you're a fan of anime, maybe Japanese anime is something that you want to check out using NordVPN. So many different things that you can do using NordVPN, and that's just the tip of the iceberg when you talk about security and changing your region to be able to view content that's not available in your area. I want you to try it. I want you to try it. I want you to use my link, nordvpn.com/coverville. That's nordvpn.com/coverville. You can get a huge discount on a 2-year plan and even get one free month. That address, again, is nordvpn.com/coverville. Of course, there's literally no risk to you with their 30-day money-back guarantee. Give it a try. If you like it, great. And if you don't worry, you'll get a refund and you can just pretend that whole business never happened. Check out my link one more time, nordvpn.com/coverville, to get your subscription started today. All right, let's get back to the music here. And this should have been issued as a bonus track on the third volume of the Matthew Sweet and Susanna Hoff series, Under the Covers. Yeah, I'm not gonna go on about calling your album Under the Covers. I've done it plenty. But on Volume 3, which came out in 2013, Matthew Sweet and Susanna Hoff's included a cover of a track that wasn't included on the label of London Calling when it first came out. Here is Train in Vain.
Is bad, bad. It's wrong. People die and they get hurt. War is bad. Peace is good. Peace. Yeah.
Take me home, see me, God, photograph of you and Of your life, they wanna steal
The National with a cover of Clampdown, that one from one of those CDs that's glued to the front of an uncut magazine. That one was White Riot Volume 2, a tribute to The Clash, came out in 2003, the month before. Of course, you got Volume 1. Great. I love those. When they're cover albums, I love them. And I try and snatch them up every time I see them at the Barnes & Noble. Joe Strummer and the Long Beach Dub All-Stars with a cover of The Harder They Come, a song originally done by Jimmy Cliff. That one included on an album called Free the West Memphis 3, which was the soundtrack to a film documentary about the kids who were unjustly held and detained and imprisoned for, I think, murder that they didn't commit and finally got released. Big guy behind that exposure to that thing was Eddie Vedder, and I believe he's the one who actually put together the soundtrack, got those folks together for the soundtrack for the Free the West Memphis 3. Might have even been involved with the documentary, I'm not sure, but Joe Strummer and the Long Beach Dub All-Stars with that one. Straight to Hell by Amy Loftus and Will Kimbrough, that one from the 2005 album Straight to Amy. Something for Kate with a cover of Rock the Casbah. Early track from them from the Murmur years, released on an album that collected all of those early tracks by Something for Kate back in 2007. And we start things off with Matthew Sweet and Susanna Hoffs with a cover of Train in Vain. Yeah, that song that came in so late on London Calling, it wasn't even included on the original record sleeve, but it was, so it's kind of a bonus track, an unplanned bonus track. You'll find it on the Under the Covers Volume 3 album by Matthew and Susanna, which came out in 2013. It's kind of bummed they didn't do they did the 60s, 70s, and 80s. They never came back for Volume 4 where they did covers of songs from the 90s. I really wish they would have. Let's get to another one. I'm not gonna misquote this one as far as who the original artist is. Junior Mervin, reggae artist Junior Mervin, gave us the original version of this song. However, The Clash gave us the hit that we all know. And this version almost sounds like Johnny Cash, but it's not. It's Johnny Clash. Here is Police and Thieves by the Johnny Clash Project.
Carrying the nation with their guns and ammunition, police and thieves in the street. Fighting the nation with their guns and ammunition, from Genesis to Revelation, next generation will be ELA. From Genesis to Revelation, next generation.
Anyway, and all the peacemakers.
police, police in thief. Police, police in thief.
Riot! They rob I, sold I to the merchant ships. Minutes after they took I from the bottomless pit. But my hand was made strong by the hand of the Almighty. We forward in this generation triumphantly. Won't you help to sing these songs of freedom? 'Cause all I ever had, redemption songs, redemption songs. Emancipate yourselves from mental slavery. None but ourselves can free our minds. Have no fear for atomic energy, 'cause none of them can stop the time. How long shall they kill our prophets while we stand aside and look? Some say it's just a part of it. We got to fulfill the book. So won't you help to sing these songs of freedom? 'Cause all I ever had, redemption songs, redemption songs, redemption songs. Old pirates, yes, they rob I, sold I to the merchant ships. Minutes after they took I from the bottomless pit. How long shall they kill our prophets while we stand aside and look? Some say it's just a part of it. We got to fulfill the book. So won't you help to sing these songs of freedom? 'Cause all I ever had, these songs of freedom. 'Cause all I ever had, redemption songs. Songs of freedom.
I know I've played the Johnny Cash version of that song. I couldn't find the record that I'd played this version right here. Joe Strummer and the Mescaleros with a cover of Bob Marley's Redemption Song. That one from Q's Ultimate Songwriters. Yes, another CD stuck to the front of a British magazine. That one came out in 2004. Before that, The Bad Shepherds with a cover of White Riot. That's that version that you heard with the bagpipes. That one from their album By Hook or By Crook. And they are fronted by Adrian Edmondson. If you're familiar with the British comedy, The Young Ones, he was Vivian, the punk rocker with the orange Bozo the Clown hair. That By Hook or By Crook album came out in 2010. The Accelerators with a great rockabilly version of Brand New Cadillac, originally by Vince Taylor, covered, of course, by The Clash. And you'll find that This Is Rockabilly Clash album came out in 2008. Joe Grushecki and the House Rockers with that version of The Magnificent Seven, one of those great songs from Sandinista. If you have not checked out The Clash album Sandinista, it is such a great album. Worth being in everybody's library. It's so good. The Magnificent Seven by Joe Grushecki and the House Rockers from a tribute to that Sandinista album that came out in 2007 called simply The Sandinista Project. And Johnny Clash brought us that cover of Police and Thieves, that one originally done by Junior Mervyn but popularized by The Clash. That album came out in 2018, also a project, the Johnny Clash Project. And that is going to bring us to the end of yet another episode of Coverville. Thanks for tuning in. If you want to get in touch with me, email me, requests@coverville.com is the email address to use. You can visit the website, coverville.com, or follow me on social media, pretty much everything, /Coverville. We'll be back next week with another episode of the show. Until then, this is Brian Abbott saying that just about covers it for tonight. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye. Coverville is a proud member of the Backbeat Media Podcast Network, and bandwidth for Coverville was provided by Cachefly, CacheFly.com.